Part 2. Charging your vehicle. Before you plug in, charging an EV is as simple as pressing the release button on your vehicle's charging port, grabbing the cable from your home charger or public station, and plugging the connector into the charging port. Here's a few things you should know before you start charging. Charging levels. Easy as 1, 2, 3. EV chargers can be broken down into three types: Level 1, Level 2, and Level 3, or a direct current fast charger, DCFC. Level 1 chargers, 110 volts, 15 amps, 1 hour of charge, equals up to 8 kilometers of range. Level 2 chargers, 240 volts, 30 amps, 1 hour of charge, equals up to 35 kilometers of range. Level 3, or DCFC, 400 to 900 volts, 100 amps, 1 hour of charge, equals over 250 kilometers of range. A level 1 charger plugs into a standard 120 volt wall outlet and is the slowest method of charging available. Most EVs come with this option. Level 2 chargers, commonly available in public spaces or installed at home, can charge your EV 3 to 7 times faster than a level 1 charger. Level 3 charging stations, or DCFCs, provide the quickest charge. These stations, found in public locations like retail shops and off-highway exits, can charge your vehicle in 15 to 60 minutes. As of 2024, most PHEVs cannot accept this level of charge due to their smaller battery sizes. Common EV connectors. J1772. The most common connector for chargers today, the J1772 plug is used for Level 1 and Level 2 chargers only. Combined Charging System, CCS. Except for Tesla, most BEVs on the road today use the Combined Charging System, CCS, for DC fast charging, Level 3. North American Charging Standard, NACS. Formerly Tesla's proprietary connector, the North American Charging Standard, NACS connector, combines both alternating current and direct current into one outlet. Major automakers have announced that they will equip their North American models with this charge port as a factory standard beginning in 2025. Many charging station operators have also announced their support for the NACS connector. CHAdeMO. Most automotive manufacturers have phased out this type of connector. If you own a Nissan Leaf or a Mitsubishi Outlander, check your vehicle's compatibility specifications. At-home charging. Did you know 80% of charging occurs at home? Most EVs on the road today are charged at home, saving owners time and money. Before determining which charger fits your needs, it's important to consider your energy consumption, living situation, and vehicle. Why use a Level 1 charger at home? Affordability. Ideal for individuals with short commutes or infrequent driving needs. Simple as plugging in any other electronic device to a 120 volt outlet. The Level 1 charger comes standard with the purchase of most EVs, and many drivers choose to solely use this method. Why install a Level 2 charger at home? Convenience. Optimizes your battery's health. Cost effective. Certain models may offer advanced features like Wi-Fi connectivity to monitor charging status, set schedules, track energy usage, and adjust power levels. Most EV drivers will recommend having a Level 2 charger professionally installed at your home. A Level 2 charger can plug into the same 240 volt outlet as your dryer, or be hardwired directly into your electrical panel. Installing a Level 2 charger. Can your home handle the electrical load? To ensure safe EV charging, it's highly recommended that you consult a licensed electrician who can assess your home's electrical panel and energy service. Tip: before upgrading your electrical panel, ask an electrician about an electric vehicle energy management system, EVEMS. It balances the electrical use in your home with other major electrical appliances to make sure the EV charges efficiently without overloading the electrical system. For example, if you're using a lot of electricity for cooking or heating, the EVEMS might reduce how fast your vehicle charges until there's more power available, like overnight. Hardwired or plug-in? Hardwired. Most electricians will recommend hardwiring your Level 2 charger to your home. Certain wall chargers have safety features like ground faulting and voltage checks, so that power only flows when it's safe. These units are also able to regulate the flow of electricity, so your vehicle charges quicker and more consistently. They're also less susceptible to theft, as they cannot be easily unplugged. Plug-in. A plug-in cable works like a big phone charger. It plugs into a 240-volt outlet, and electricity flows directly through the cable to charge the vehicle. A key benefit to a charging cable is its portability. If you frequently travel to a second property, or have a career that requires you to relocate, a charging cable might be more suitable for you than a fixed wall unit. Check your home or garage for these two types of 240-volt receptacles. NEMA 1450, commonly used for electric stoves and larger appliances. NEMA 650, a common outlet for welder plugs. If you don't already have one of these 240-volt outlets, you'll need to have it installed. It's strongly recommended that you assess your home's capacity and hire a licensed electrician to ensure it's safely installed with a commercial-grade plug to avoid overheating. How much does it cost to install? Charging installation costs can vary. At the time of this publication, charging equipment can range anywhere from $400 to $1,000 or more. By contrast, the installation depends on variables, such as the complexity of the job, charge power and distance between the electrical panel and the charging station. Gather a few quotes to get the best price possible. What if I live in a multi-unit residential building? Living in an apartment or condo with no direct access to a power outlet or dedicated chargers may seem like a barrier to owning an EV. However, you still have charging options. If you don't drive or need to charge daily, a level 1 charger with a 120-volt socket in your parking garage should be sufficient for overnight charging. For longer trips or faster charging, you can access a nearby level 2 or level 3 public charger. If you'd like a level 2 station installed in your building, you'll require a wiring method approval from the condo board, landlord, or association for the building you reside in. Once this is approved, you must consult a licensed electrician for further steps. Later, we'll explore resources to support multi-unit residential building residents, property managers, and condo boards. Did you know, as the EV market grows, installing charging stations in multi-unit residential buildings can attract tenants, increase the long-term value of the property, and improve energy management, making it a valuable feature for the future. Public charging, locating a station. There are many ways to locate public charging stations. Using one of the free apps available for your smartphone is among the most effective. PlugShare is a free-to-use mapping resource that is trusted by the EV community. The app helps you locate nearby chargers and gives the option to check in to the station to leave real-time updates on the station's energy output and reliability. It displays other station information, such as the connector type, payment requirements, hours of availability, and nearby services. It also doubles as an excellent tool for trip planning. If you prefer, you can check out your vehicle's infotainment and navigation system to find stations along your desired route. Check your vehicle's instruction manual for more details. How much does it cost to charge publicly? Public charging costs can differ depending on a few factors, such as the type of charger, the location, and how the station charges you. Faster chargers, like Level 3 DCFCs, usually cost more, and prices might be based on time, the amount of energy used, kilowatt hours, or the time of day. PlugShare will list the pricing criteria for each charger type, so you know what to expect before you arrive. Payment methods, through the app. Charging apps can help you locate chargers and are the easiest way to pay for charging. Flow and ChargePoint are the most common station brands in Atlantic Canada. Simply add your payment method and vehicle details, and the app will use location services to identify the charger you're using, making payment quick and easy on arrival. Preload a network-specific card. Flow and ChargePoint allow customers to request a free, loadable card to conveniently use at their stations. Visit flow.com or chargepoint.com for more information. Debit or credit card. Some public stations let drivers pay by tapping their debit or credit card. Plug and charge. Certain EVs and charging stations allow for plug and charge technology. This emerging technology facilitates seamless payment between the charging station and the vehicle without the driver needing to swipe a payment card. Check your vehicle's manual to see if it supports plug and charge technology. Public charging etiquette. Charging etiquette plays a key role in ensuring a positive experience for everyone in the EV community. Keep these tips in mind on your next charge. Only park in an EV charging stall if you're charging. EV charging stalls are not designated parking spaces. Be sure to only use the stall if you're charging your vehicle. Check-in. Check-in on the PlugShare app to let future users know if the charger is working and its availability. If there's a problem, it's always best to contact the charging station provider. Charge and go. Unplug your vehicle once you've completed charging to free up the space. At a level 3 DCFC, charging from 80% to 100% takes longer, and you may incur idling fees if you remain connected after your charge is finished. Do not unplug another EV. Only unplug another vehicle if the owner has explicitly given you permission, either through a physical note or by indicating it on the PlugShare app. Leave a note. If you'll be away from the charger longer than expected, leave a note on your dash or on PlugShare to inform other EV drivers if they may need to unplug your vehicle once it's fully charged. Safety and cleanliness. After charging, please store the cables neatly on the holder to prevent tripping hazards and protect the cables. Also, be sure to keep the station clean and free of litter. Slow charging explained. What affects your EV's charge time? Wondering why you're not getting as quick of a charge as usual or as advertised? The following factors may be impacting your charging. Battery capacity. The larger the battery, the more time is needed to charge. EV charging curve. As batteries charge, their speed gradually slows down to protect their health. The optimal charging rate typically occurs between a 20% and 80% charge. Battery health. Over your battery's lifetime, wear will reduce its usable capacity and may lower peak charging capability. Weather conditions. Optimal temperature is 20 degrees Celsius. Extremely low and high temperatures will noticeably impact your vehicle's charging speed. Colder climates require additional time and planning for EV users. Vehicle's charge rate. Your vehicle has a maximum charging speed. The limitations are based on the vehicle's design and specifications. Refer to your manual to determine the charge rate expressed in kilowatts. Loads in use. How many things in the vehicle are drawing power? Air conditioning, heating systems, and the use of other electrical components may affect your vehicle's optimal charging speed.